Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So, our mission today, it's really all about gaining that edge. And we're going to do that by talking about safety and maintenance.
Uh-huh.
We're focusing on something that's, you know, it's pretty critical, but I think a lot of people overlook it, the longevity and security of your tree stand.
Yeah. And if you hunt from any kind of elevated platform, this is one you really need to listen to. I mean, this could literally save you from a catastrophe next season.
Right.
We're talking about that window of time, and it's approaching fast for what we'd call mandatory tree stand removal.
Mandatory.
Absolutely. If you miss this window, this job goes from being, you know, a chore to something that's nearly impossible, or, to be honest, treacherous.
And treacherous not just because of safety, but because of the timing, the logistics.
I
mean, you're trying to get this heavy, clunky piece of equipment off a tree, out of the woods, and you've only got a small window before it gets hot, before the bugs are just everywhere.
And the big one, before farmers plant their fields.
Oh.
Once those crops are in the ground, you can't get a truck or an ATV anywhere near those wood lines. You just can't risk it.
So you're basically stuck carrying it out by hand.
Right. So for most people, that time, right after deer season ends, maybe just before or right as turkey season starts,
yeah,
that's your last real chance to do it efficiently.
But there's this this mental block, isn't there? The research points this out over and over. Hunters just, they don't want to pull their stands.
It's a huge psychological hurdle.
I feel it myself, I'll admit it. You know, you're thinking about that one perfect tree, the one that produces year after year. It feels insane to take down a setup that you know works.
It's a tough job to hang it in the first place. You don't want to mess with a good thing.
Exactly.
But that reluctance,
mm-hmm,
that's where the danger starts. You have to balance that feeling of comfort with the absolute non-negotiable need for safety.
So to really get a handle on the risk, we should probably look at some of the, well, the horror stories we found in the source material.
Oh, yeah.
These examples of just extreme neglect really hammer the point home.
The pictures, the descriptions,
yeah,
they are shocking. I mean, we're talking about equipment left up for 5-6 seasons straight. Imagine a ladder stand just slowly disappearing into the woods.
I read one account. It described a stand as a biological monument. It was so just completely engulfed in briars and poison ivy that you literally couldn't see it anymore.
Wow.
Just a vague outline of metal inside this wall of green that takes a special kind of neglect.
Or the ones that have literally grown into a tree.
Yeah, that's just mind-boggling.
The tree just expands around the cables, the straps, even the frame. At that point, it's not a stand anymore. It's part of the tree, and its integrity is just gone.
And that really drives home the core idea here, right? Deterioration only has to happen once.
That's it. It only takes one moment. That one strap that looks fine but isn't, that one cable, that's all it takes when you step on that platform on opening day.
We think of it as the slow thing, but it's really about a single point of failure.
Exactly. One bad storm, one little animal, one patch of rust.
Yeah.
That's why you have to inspect it every year.
Okay, so let's dig into that. What are the specific threats? What's actually attacking the stands when we leave them out there?
It's a combination of things working together. You've got biology, chemistry, and just physics.
So where do we start?
Let's start small. With the rodent risk, it's funny, one of the biggest threats is actually a squirrel.
A squirrel. Yeah, you see them all the time. You don't think of them as equipment destroyers.
They absolutely are. The sources are really clear on this. A single squirrel can chew most of the way through a strap.
And that strap is the only thing holding the stand to the tree.
The only thing. They're just gnawing on it, maybe for nesting material, maybe it's just because.
Yeah.
But one squirrel can turn a safe setup into a death trap.
That's scary. Okay, so that's the small stuff. What about the big stuff, like weather?
Weather is relentless. Think about a bad ice storm. The weight of that ice alone puts incredible strain on the metal.
Or just high winds day after day.
High winds, yeah. It creates what the sources call an actual trapdoor scenario.
A trapdoor scenario.
Meaning the stand seems fine, it holds, but it's been weakened, it's been stressed. And then you add your body weight and snap. The components fail instantly.
Okay, so that's the straps, the cables. What about the frame itself, the metal?
That's chemistry, corrosion.
Yeah.
You have water, rain, snow, humidity, and you have oxygen.
The perfect recipe for rust.
And it will literally eat stands on the tree.
Yeah.
We're not talking about a little surface rust. This is deep corrosion attacking the welds, the bolts, all the critical stress points.
So when you add it all up, the rodents, the UV light on the straps, the ice storms, the rust.
The conclusion is pretty simple. A stand left out in the woods for a year is a weaker stand. period.
Wow.
Gravity and nature are working against you 24/7.
Okay, so that establishes the danger pretty clearly. Let's talk about the solution. How do we fight back?
You can't fight it. It's get to manage it. And the only way to do that is to pull your stands. Bring them home for a proper, detailed inspection.
And you don't have to do it in the miserable cold or the blazing heat?
No, please don't. The sources say to aim for a nice spring day. Make it a manageable chore. Bring everything into the garage, lay it all out, and really look at it.
I like that. A nice spring day project. So let's build that inspection checklist. What specifically are we looking for?
Okay, so first, the structural parts. The cables, the chains. Don't just glance at them. You need to look really closely at the fittings, where the cable is crimped into the metal loop.
Right, where it attaches to the platform.
That's the highest stress point. You might need a flashlight, but look for tiny hairline cracks right there. That's where failure starts.
That's a great tip. Okay, what about the soft parts, the straps and webbing?
For the straps, the enemy is UV light and friction. You're looking for what looks like spider webbing on the material. It's a sign of dry rot.
It gets kind of faded and milky looking.
Exactly. If you see that, the strap is done. Throw it away.
Yeah.
Also check where the strap goes through the buckle. It gets worn down there really fast.
So it's all about those stress points. What about hardware, like the bolts?
Check every single one. If one feels loose, or if it's one you're always having to tighten the field, now is the time to fix it for good. Use some thread locker.
And this is also the time to fix all those little annoyances.
Yes. That's the perfect time to tighten that loose bolt that won't keep your seat up.
Or the squeak in the platform that drives you crazy.
Right. You fix the squeak that alerts every deer in 100 yards. You're doing safety and you're making your hunt better.
And what about just cosmetic stuff, a little rust?
For sure. If it's an older stand, now is a great time for throwing a quick coat of dark paint on it.
Mm.
Protects the metal, makes it last longer. It's a win-win.
Okay, let's shift gears from the stand itself to maybe the single most important piece of safety gear you have in that tree. The lifeline.
The lifeline rope, yes.
I think most hunters who use elevated stands know what this is. It's that rope that keeps you connected from the moment you leave the ground.
And they're absolutely non-negotiable.
Yeah.
But here's the key thing the sources emphasize. Lifelines require mandatory annual removal. They must be taken down every year.
Not a suggestion. A rule.
A hard and fast rule.
So why are they so much more vulnerable than, say, the heavy strap holding the stand?
Well, they take like 3 times the abuse.
Huh.
First, the material itself. A woven rope just breaks down way faster from UV light and rain than a thick, heavy-duty strap does.
And it holds moisture, right.
It wicks water deep inside the fibers, so it's rotting from the inside out where you can't even see it.
And then, of course...
And then the rodents. Every single rodent in that tree is going to chew on that rope all year long.
So you've got squirrels at the top, mice at the bottom.
Yep. It's getting chewed on from the ground up.
Oh.
You can't trust a rope that's been sitting out for a year.
Yeah.
You can't see the internal damage.
So the bottom line is, every stand needs one, and it comes down every season. No exceptions.
Your life hangs on that rope. You can't make assumptions about it.
All right, so we've covered the why and the how of the inspection. Let's circle back to that hunter's reluctance we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We know what you're thinking. I spent hours finding that spot. Why would I tear it all down?
And that's a fair point. But safety has to come first. The good news is there's no reason we can't hang that stand in the exact same tree and in the same position.
You're not losing your spot. You're just recertifying the equipment for that spot.
Exactly. But here's the other side of it. This whole process, this chore, it actually creates a strategic opportunity.
How so?
Well, how many hunters have sat in a stand all season thinking, you know, I should really move this thing over to that other trail?
All of them. I've done it 100 times.
Right. But you never take the time to do it. You're comfortable. The setup is there. You don't mess with it.
But now the stand is in your garage. It's clean. It's safe. And it's mobile.
Now the procrastination is gone. Inspection time forces you to put a new plan in place. Maybe you did find a better spot. Now you can actually act on it later in the summer when you go to rehang it.
So a safety chore becomes a strategic reset.
A proactive safety check becomes a chance to optimize your whole setup. It's a huge advantage.
That's smart. Okay, before we wrap up, there's one final, absolute bedrock safety rule from the sources we have to hit one more time.
This is the big one. Always wear a safety harness whenever you are climbing or sitting in a tree.
Every single time.
Every single time. The inspection makes sure the stand is safe. The harness makes sure that if the stand fails or if you slip, you still go home.
It is the last line of defense.
It has to be used every time your feet leave the ground, period.
So, what's the big takeaway for you listening right now? I think it boils down to immediate action.
Yeah, it's non-negotiable. Prioritizing this inspection now, before the fields are planted, before the bugs are bad, while you can still get into the woods easily, it's just critical.
No, wait.
Don't wait. A little effort now guarantees your safety for the entire next season. Get those stands home.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, so now for our final provocative thought for you to chew on. We've just spent all this time talking about your commitment to safety. You're going to pull the stands, you're going to inspect the cables, you're going to check your harness. But how committed are you to the location of that safe, newly inspected stand?
Ooh, that's a big question. If you're going through all this effort for your equipment, what about the ground that equipment sits on? Is it the best it can be?
The sources we looked at, they mention resources for this, things like leasing quality hunting land. They point to base camp leasing or even BYing your own hunting land through a place like Base Camp Country Real Estate.
It just makes you think. If you're dedicated enough to spend a spring day on maintenance, maybe that same dedication should apply to where you hunt.
So the question to leave you with is this: if you're that committed to safety, how committed are you to optimizing the long-term success of that safe stand?
Is it time to stop relying on so-so property and think bigger?
Something to think about while you're doing that spring inspection. We'll catch you next time for the next deep dive.